Will members vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 15 members present.
Thank you, and please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Nancy Campbell.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray you be with the senators as they meet together now. Give them the sustenance needed for this day. Any concerns they may have, I pray that you lift it off of their shoulders and bring them solutions. Thank you, Lord, for their willingness to serve our state and address the issues facing it. Grant them insight and wisdom this day. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And will Senator Bishop please lead us? Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. We move now to introduction of, Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Yes, without objection, so ordered. Thank you, Senator Hoffman. An introduction of guests. Yes, sir, Mr. Majority Leader.
President, we have a young page working with us today, right out here in the center. This is a four-year-old young lady from North Pole and is here with mom and dad. So I'll introduce her first, and then I'll go to mom, who's sitting in the Ziegler's Gallery. You might recognize her from the big smile. Right here with us as one of our guest pages is four-year-old Vera Ann Campbell. Would you please help welcome Vera, please? Vera Ann. And a very happy mom who is sitting over here in the Ziegler Gallery. If you would stand, please. This young lady is down here with her husband, who is going to be working for one of the co-chairmen of finance. If you would please welcome Eve Campbell, please.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Are there other guests for introduction? Seeing none, messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated January 15th stating pursuant to AS 2460-130, the House has confirmed the following members to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics: Representative Millett, Representative Tuck, Representative Johnson, alternate, Representative Josephson, alternate. I have no further messages from the House, Mr. President.
Thank you. Communications?
The following reports are on file: Alaska Sustainable Energy Act Annual Report, 2012 Progress Report from Patrick J. Kemp, Commissioner, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and the Department of Administration in accordance with AS 4442067D. 2012 status report on the health information exchange in Alaska from the State Health Information Technologies Coordinator, Department of Health and Social Services, in accordance with AS 1823315. Alaska annual report on activities of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws from Deborah E. Baer, Alaska Uniform Law Commissioner, Department of Law. Alaska International Airports Systems FY13 Construction Fund Annual Report and Spending Plan from Patrick J. Kemp, Commissioner, Department of Health and Social Services, in accordance with AS 3715420C. Alaska In-State Gas Pipeline Project Plan Update Year-End 2012 from Daniel Foskey, President, Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, in accordance with AS 3834030. Report listing Alaska statutes with delayed repeals or delayed amendments and examining court decisions and opinions of the Attorney General construing Alaska statutes from Mary Ellen Duffy, Special Assistant, Legal and Research Services, Legislative Affairs Agency, in accordance with AS 2420065B. I have no further communications this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of standing committees?
I have no standing committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 by Senator Wilikowski, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to deposits to the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund from surplus oil revenue.
We refer to State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 by Senator Dyson, commending and supporting actions taken by the Office of the Governor, the Attorney General, and the Commissioner of Natural Resources to protect the state from federal government incursion into the care and management of state resources and to promote the economic prosperity of the state, and urging the United States Congress and the President of the United States to limit federal government overreach into management of state resources.
Judiciary.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction today, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 1 by Senator Giesel, an act establishing May 10 of each year as Alaska Mining Day.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 2 by Senator Giesel, an act enacting the Interstate Mining Compact and relating to the compact, relating to the Interstate Mining Commission, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 3 by Senator Wilikowski, an act relating to allowable absences from the state for purposes of eligibility for permanent fund dividends and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 4 by Senator Wilikowski, an act relating to applying military education, training, and service credit to occupational licensing and certain post-secondary education and employment training requirements, providing for a temporary occupational license for qualified military service members, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 5 by Senator Wilikowski, an act relating to the reporting and analysis of certain information relating to tax credits, exclusions, exemptions, waivers, and other tax expenditures, relating to bills creating tax expenditures, and relating to confidentiality and use of tax information.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 7 by Senator Giesel, an act relating to the computation of the tax on the taxable income of a corporation derived from sources within the state.
Yeah, brief at ease. Senate Bill Number 6 by Senator Wilikowski.
Senate Bill Number 6 by Senator Wilikowski, an act providing for funding for school lunch and breakfast and providing for an effective date.
Education and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 7 by Senator Giesel, an act relating to the computation of the tax on the taxable income of a corporation derived from sources within the state.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 8 by Senator Egan, an act establishing procedures and guidelines for auditing pharmacy records and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 9 by Senator Wilikowski, an act making sales of and offers to sell certain energy resources at prices that are unconscionable and unlawful act or practice under the Alaska Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Act.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 10 by Senator Gardner, an act relating to information concerning oil and gas taxes, including information about expenditures that must be provided in order to claim an oil and gas production tax credit for those expenditures, and relating to the disclosure of that information and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 11 by Senator Dyson, an act amending certain provisions of criminal law prohibiting the manufacture, sale, transfer, or possession of switchblades and gravity knives, adding definitions of gravity knife and switchblade to the criminal law, and reserving to the state, with limited exceptions for municipalities, the authority to regulate knives.
In State Affairs and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 12 by Senator Fairclough, an act relating to state and public entity procurement, including the state procurement code, procurement preferences, contract awards, the use of small procurement provisions for certain amounts of leased space, the Alaska business license requirement for Alaska bidder and other procurement preferences, the proof of registration of construction contract bidders and offerers, the establishment and maintenance of lists of persons who want to provide supplies or services to the state, state agencies, and state instrumentalities, electronic bids and proposals, the chief procurement officer, small procurements and writings relating to the meaning of Alaska bidder, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 13 by Senator Huggins, an act relating to bonds of the Knick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority relating to reserve funds of the authority relating to taxes and assessments on a person that is a party to an agreement with the authority and establishing the Knick Arm Crossing Fund.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 14 by Senator Dyson, an act relating to the term of office of directors of telephone or electric cooperatives.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 15 by Senator French, an act relating to pre-kindergarten programs within a school district relating to pre-elementary students and pre-elementary schools and providing for an effective date.
Education and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 16 by Senator Giesel by request, an act relating to the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors and to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 17 by Senator Stevens, an act extending the Special Education Service Agency and providing for an effective date.
Education and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 18 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations, including capital appropriations and other appropriations, making appropriations to capitalize funds and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 19 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government and for certain programs, capitalizing funds, amending appropriations, and making reappropriations and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 20 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state's Integrated Comprehensive Mental Health Program and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 21 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to appropriations from taxes paid under the Alaska Net Income Tax Act relating to the oil and gas production tax rate, relating to gas used in the state, relating to monthly installment payments of the oil and gas production tax, relating to oil and gas production tax credits for certain losses and expenditures, relating to oil and gas production tax credit certificates, relating to non-transferable tax credits based on production, relating to the Oil and Gas Tax Credit Fund, relating to annual statements by producers and explorers, relating to the determination of annual oil and gas production tax values, including adjustments based on a percentage of gross value at the point of production from certain leases or properties, making conforming amendments, and providing for an effective date.
Yeah, TAPS Throughput, Resources, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 22 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the commencement of actions for felony sex trafficking and felony human trafficking, relating to the crime of sexual assault, relating to the crime of unlawful contact, relating to forfeiture for certain crimes involving prostitution, relating to the time in which to commence certain prosecutions, relating to release for violation of a condition of release in connection with a crime involving domestic violence, relating to interception of private communications for certain sex trafficking or human trafficking offenses, relating to use of evidence of sexual conduct concerning victims of certain crimes, relating to procedures for granting immunity to a witness in a criminal proceeding, relating to consideration at sentencing of the effect of a crime on the victim, relating to the time to make an application for credit for time served in detention in a treatment program or while in other custody, relating to suspending imposition of sentence for sex trafficking, relating to consecutive sentences for convictions of certain crimes involving child pornography or indecent materials to minors, relating to the referral of sexual felonies to a three-judge panel, relating to the definition of sexual felony for sentencing and probation for conviction of certain crimes, relating to the definition of sex offense regarding sex offender registration, relating to protective orders for stalking and sexual assault and for a crime involving domestic violence, relating to the definition of victim counseling centers for disclosure of certain communications concerning sexual assault or domestic violence, relating to violent crimes compensation, relating to certain information and retention election of judges concerning sentencing of persons convicted of felonies, relating to remission of sentences for certain sexual certain sexual felony offenders relating to the subpoena power of the Attorney General in cases involving the use of an internet service account, relating to reasonable efforts in child in need of aid cases involving sexual abuse or sex offender registration, relating to mandatory reporting by athletic coaches of child abuse or neglect, making conforming amendments or amending Rules 16, 32B1, and 32.2A, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, Rule 404B, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and Rule 216, Alaska Rules of Appellate Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 23 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to development project financing by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, relating to the dividends from the Alaska Industrial and Export Authority, authorizing the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to provide financing and issue bonds for a liquefied natural gas production system and natural gas distribution system, and providing for an effective date.
Labor, Commerce, and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
We have no legislation on today's calendar, Mr. President.
Unfinished business. Senator Bishop, excuse me.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on airplane time 7:50 p.m. to 9:35 p.m.
Without objection, so ordered. Yes, Senator Egan.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call to the Senate on Wednesday, January 23rd for personal business.
Yeah. Without objection, so ordered. Senator French.
Mr. President, good morning. I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call to the Senate on Monday, January 21st, on Tuesday, January 22nd, and on Wednesday, January 23rd until morning plane time for state and personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Geisel.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that it be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 12 related to state and public entity procurement, including state procurement code.
With a show of hands, that those without objection, so ordered. Yeah, brief at ease. Order. Would those please show their name that wish to be shown as a co-sponsor? That would be Senator McGuire, Senator Huggins, Senator Kelly, Senator Dyson, others. Thank you. And Senator Meyer. Yes, Senator Dyson.
I ask permission to have my name attached as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 13.
And short title?
An act related to bonds and the Kikon Bridge.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Dyson. Without objection, so ordered. Other unfinished business? Seeing none announcements? Senator Egan?
Thank you again, Mr. President. Again, a reminder that this evening at 5, the annual City and Borough of Juneau citizens would like to welcome all our incoming legislators tonight at Centennial Hall, 5 p.m. To 6:30 p.m. So it'll end in plenty of time to get back up to joint session for the governor's address. And again, the state office building will be open so we can go through the 8th floor and then go out and go to Centennial Hall and don't have to walk all the way around. And one more announcement. Mr. President, we're having another groundbreaking of the State Library Archive Museum project today at noon at the Alaska State Museum, and the entire body is invited to that.
Thank you very much, Senator Egan. Yes, Senator Coghill.
President, just under announcements, my intention is to call for a recess when it's our turn. But just for those new members, what we'll do is we'll recess to a joint session tonight that will be right after the reception that the senator behind me talked about. So I just wanted to make that
point clear.
Yeah, thank you. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just wanted to announce the Senate Special Committee on Trans-Alaska Pipeline System Throughput will have its first organizational meeting on Thursday, January 17th at 3:30 in the Belts Room 105 in the Tom Stewart Building.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Other announcements? Seeing none, special orders. Senator Dyson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise and ask permission to be able to read a paragraph.
Without objection, so ordered.
A girl with guts and a Glock. Thank you. This happened January 1 of this year. Kendra St. Clair, a 12-year-old at home alone one day during a fall break, called her mother at work to say there was a man repeatedly ringing the doorbell and banging on the door. When no one answered, she said he disappeared. St. Clair's mother instructed her daughter to get her .40 caliber Glock pistol and to go into the bathroom closet. St. Clair heard him break in through the back door. As the man made his way through her home, 911 dispatchers kept St. Clair on the phone. He was inside the home approximately 6 minutes before he made his way to the bathroom where St. Clair was hiding. When she saw the doorknob begin to turn, she fired the gun. The 32-year-old intruder was taken into custody after being treated for a gunshot to the chest. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Other special orders? Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent to leave with the body to speak on one of the members of the body's birthday.
Without objection, so ordered.
Probably on a much lighter note than had been previously spoken, but by the previous speaker, I just wanted the members to recognize that he has been on this earth 74 years, and so the member that hails from Eagle River will be enjoying his birthday today. And it's always been my suggestion when you have a birthday, if your mother's still alive, you better call her up and thank her. Especially in the case of him, I count him as a friend and a brother and a colleague here. And I would wish that him a happy birthday and have you join me, please. Thank you.
Yeah, Senator Dyson, happy birthday from all of Alaska. Other special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until 7 p.m. tonight for the Governor's State of the State address in the other body's chambers.
Yeah, very good. And remind members to get there on time because you have to find a seat in those chambers. With that, we stand in recess.